This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Hello and welcome to The Complete Guide to Everything, a podcast about everything. I'm one of your hosts, Tom.
And I am Tim.
Tim, before I even ask you how you're doing this week.
I'm doing good.
No, I don't care. I didn't ask yet.
I'm doing well.
We've got a really big show coming up in Austin, Texas.
I believe it's March 11th, Tom.
March 11th at the North Door at 1 p.m.
Yeah, it's for all intents and purposes, 11 a.m.
But look, on our time, where are they, 2 hours behind us?
Who knows?
I mean, somebody knows. I know, and I think it's 2 hours behind. So then that's almost 5 o'clock. Almost 5 o'clock somewhere. Okay. I mean, it will be 5 o'clock somewhere in the middle of the ocean.
Yeah. But come to Austin and see. That's where we'll be.
Yeah. Tickets are $10. We're one of several HeadGum shows.
Yeah, that have shows that day.
Yeah.
Will we have a special guest? Potentially.
We're trying to, nail that down.
Potentially, we'll have a really special guest. But if you go, maybe nobody else will be there.
I mean, potentially, we won't have a really special guest. And this will just seem like a bunch of fluff for nothing.
Yeah. But if we don't have that, if that special guest falls through, we'll probably just be talking badly about that special guest the whole time.
Well, I mean, that's certainly not a way to get them on. Anyway, you can find out, you can find tickets to this at tcgt.com/tour. Once again, March 11th, 1 p.m. in Austin, Texas. $10. You don't need to have a South by Southwest badge.
No, but it helps.
No, it doesn't help. I don't think it does. It does nothing. You're still going to have to pay $10.
You can go to other stuff afterwards, what? Is what I'm saying.
Anyway, how are you doing this week, Tim?
Tom?
Yeah.
I'm in a very introspective mood.
What does that mean?
I've been thinking a lot about how I live my life and how I think I might change things.
Yeah. Finally having a wake-up call?
What does that mean, finally?
Well, it's just, it's good to hear that you're finally thinking about how you live your life rather
What's
than
wrong
just
with
everybody
my life?
Else.
What would you say are my top three flaws?
Top three flaws.
Yeah.
Number one, you're not always nice to me.
That's true. But, that's a fact. I'm not saying that that's a flaw.
Right. Number two, so many. You have a new car. I haven't seen it.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. And number three, you spoke disparagingly of Popeye's restaurant to me today.
Yeah, I don't like Popeye's restaurant.
I don't think you've really even had it.
I have. I had their chicken.
They're famous for, Popeye's chicken.
Yeah, exactly, and I was underwhelmed. This is not a flaw in my character that I don't like the taste of Popeye's chicken.
Well, olive oil would
and also,
think otherwise.
Why have they not expanded to have a Wimpy's restaurant that serves burgers?
Popeye's has nothing to do with the Popeye character. And there is a Wimpy's restaurant. There is a Wimpy's burger.
Wait, hold on. Two things you said just blew my mind.
Okay.
All right, number one, Popeye's the restaurant.
Yeah.
Restaurant is a...
Popeye's the restaurant has nothing to do with Popeye the Sailor Man.
What?
Yeah.
Who is it?
Because Popeye is a name.
Popeye is a name?
Yeah, it's like a normal... I mean, it's not a normal name, but like Popeye the Sailor wasn't the first person named Popeye.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Because like you hear things about like... Kermit was a real name. Yeah, whatever. Adolf was a real name. No.
And Adolf was a real name,
yeah,
even in the
because I was a real guy
situation
too.
You're thinking of.
Yeah. But Popeye, I just thought that was a fun cartoon name.
I mean, why can't it be both?
Because there is no other man in history named Popeye.
Popeye Doyle.
Who's that?
He was a guy.
Huh. Fair point.
A boxer, I want to say.
Was he named after Popeye the Sailor, though? Probably.
No. Who? Popeye Doyle? Oh, he's a fictional character portrayed by Gene Hackman in The French Connection. I don't think he had anything to do with Popeye the Sailor Man, though.
No, but like...
Sure, Popeye the Sailor Man had been around for like 50 years by then.
Yeah.
Even by 1970, but... So, Popeye's Restaurant has nothing to do with Popeye.
All right.
Why not? Hold on. You think Popeye's the Restaurant had something to do with Popeye the Sailor Man, and they were just playing it cool about that?
Yeah, I did, and I
Come
thought
on.
They were...
Oh, then you should have had an even better opinion of
well,
them.
Well, that was... No! That's what you're too good for to draw the comparison.
No, nobody would claim they were too good.
And also, isn't Popeye like it's got to be in the public domain by now, right?
Well, the character isn't. It's actually a very interesting copyright case.
No, it doesn't sound like it.
Certain Popeye cartoons are in the public domain, but the character is not.
That is very interesting, Tom. Thank you for grinding this to a halt by bringing that up.
Well, you know what? You're going to bring up copyright stuff, Tim. I'm a copyright lawyer.
That's true.
I need to, and you're my client.
And number two, you're saying Wimpy's.
Yeah, there's a Wimpy's.
Is a burger chain?
Yeah. There aren't that many, but there are some Wimpy's. I'm looking
it
up.
Yeah, you're looking it up.
Wimpy'sBB.com. And it's Wimpy's Burger Basket.
Well, why would it Wimpy's BB? You don't need a... Just call it Wimpy's Burgers.
You know what? I'll tell you another thing, Tim. This Wimpy's website, no mention of the character Wimpy. And no picture of him or anything.
Yeah, what is going on here?
Shit, what the hell? Why are these people opening up fast food restaurants named after famous...
historical figures.
Famous historical figures who are famous for eating things.
Well, is Popeye famous
spinach.
For eating? Oh, yeah.
You dummy.
Yeah, but what are you going to have? A freaking...
Sauteed spinach.
Yeah, I mean...
What is Popeye famous for? You should be deported.
He's famous for whaling on Pluto and saving olive oil.
Yeah. And what what enables him to do that? Canned spinach.
Yeah, that's true.
You know that spinach farmers were real mad because they were like, oh, the canned spinach. We want them to buy fresh spinach. All spinach farmers talk like Popeye the Sailor Man, which was like a little homage to them.
Well, canned spinach also comes from spinach farmers. Yeah. There's not like canned spinach farmers that are different from the fresh spinach farmers.
Yes, but... You think the canned spinach farmers really care as much about the spinach they're making?
Yeah, Tom.
No.
Canned.
No, because they're like, that thing's going in a can. Who knows? Somebody might open that can 20 years from now. I'll be long dead.
Listen, you dunce.
Mm-hmm.
Canned vegetables are better than fresh vegetables in many places, especially in food deserts, Tom.
What other places?
What do you mean?
What do you mean they're better than fresh?
Because they are canned.
Mm-hmm. Or I know what canned vegetables
at,
are.
At their peak ripeness.
Vegetableness.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you get fresh vegetables, you know, it's probably, especially where you're going, these lowbrow.
Tim, I ate exclusively at Popeyes and Wimpy's. Anyway, how are you doing this week?
Tom, I'm thinking a lot about the way I live my life.
Oh, right. Yeah.
And, okay, I have two questions.
Yes.
And they're both the same question.
Okay.
Number
one. You know
what?
I could save you some time.
Would you mercilessly make fun of me if I became one of those people mm-hmm. that wore the same outfit every day?
What would the outfit be? So you're talking about like Steve Jobs is famous for this. Nowadays, Mark Zuckerberg's famous for this.
Right.
And it's one less choice you have to make.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So if I'm just wearing jeans.
Mm-hmm.
A button down,
so no more chinos.
No more chinos.
Okay.
I know I'm famous for my chinos right now, Tom.
Yeah.
Guess what?
Timo's chinos.
Timo's chinos. The brand will live on.
Oh, okay.
They'll still be available in Targets nationwide.
You'll have your sons and your daughter take over the business.
Yeah. And I won't ask them about it.
Yeah.
I see him every day, but mm-hmm. we'll talk about other stuff.
Yeah, talk about, you know, how their lives are.
Yeah. Do you think this guy has ever talked to anything but business?
No.
Anyway. Like a light blue button-down shirt.
Okay. It's like an Oxford shirt.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And probably a hoodie.
Okay.
Or like a dark sweater.
You're just going to dress like Mark Zuckerberg.
No, or me, Tim.
Yeah.
Like that's pretty much what I wear most of the time.
Yeah. Would I make fun of... Well, I'll tell you this much. I wouldn't... If you didn't tell me, I wouldn't make fun of you because I probably wouldn't notice.
That's true. Because I'm usually wearing that most of the time anyway. Yeah. And you don't make fun of me for the way I dress.
And not to my face.
Not to my face.
And if I saw you wearing the same thing 2 days in a row, we rarely see each other 2 days in a row.
That's true.
But if I saw you 2 days in a row wearing that, I'd just think like, oh, Stinky Tim. Stinky Tim's back.
Yeah. Back is an offensive thing because I've never been a guy named Stinky Tim.
But I've never been away. Here's, God, I got a lot of thoughts.
All right.
I would not necessarily make fun of you.
I welcome your questions.
I think it would be, you'd have to be really clean.
Well, here's the thing. It wouldn't be the same.
I know, but.
Well, to be honest, Tom, it would be the same jeans well, every day.
I know, and that's the problem.
What do you mean? How many pairs of jeans do you have in rotation?
Depends on how fat I am at the moment.
Yeah, you never asked me your top three flaws.
Oh, I don't need that in my
fat,
life.
Fat, ugly, and stupid. That's what I would say.
If you were asked.
Yeah, if I were asked, but I wasn't. So continue with your defamatory line of questioning.
If you're going to wear the same thing every day, you've got to be the cleanest boy who's ever been.
I am a pretty clean boy, Tom.
But because people are going to be scrutinizing, because if you're wearing the same thing every day, the same type of clothes every day, well, it's very easy to be like, oh, come on. All right, nobody's going to notice if I just start. And then all of a sudden, it's a slippery slope, and you're wearing your clothes for like a week at a time.
What if? Mm-hmm. Stitched into every piece of clothing
was the day of the week.
Either that or a number. I'll do you one better.
Uh-huh.
Stitched a number 1 to 10.
Okay.
So it's more than one. So like I cycle through these things, and this would help me actually keep track of everything.
right.
So I know because like I got a lot of clothes on the floor at home, you know, like, and it's like, yeah, it's good. Blah, blah, blah. But if I know. All right, today's a one day, head to toe. Mm-hmm. And I only had to buy this stuff once, right? 10 pairs of pants, 10 shirts, 10 hoodies.
Yeah.
10 pairs of underpants, even.
Wow.
20 socks.
No, I see.
See how that works, Tom? And then every day people can, it's stitched in, Tom. It's stitched in. And it's
stitched into the outside or like, so yeah, you've got like a number on your arm,
like
on your sleeve?
Like an inconspicuous place.
Such as?
Like the very front of the collar where it comes down. Right?
All right.
Like, and it's tiny, but like people can see.
Like a monogram?
Yeah, like a monogram.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Put it on the sleeve then.
Well, that just seems weird.
Well, you know, monogram collars.
You know what? You know, no, people with things on the sleeves these days, I feel like they're not the sleeve, like
your bicep, like the what do you call this part?
Oh, like where you wipe your nose?
Yeah.
By the wrist?
Yeah. Put it there.
Yeah, okay. That's fine. I don't want people to feel uncomfortable looking for it. Like, if they're addressing me and it's right on my collar.
Yeah, you want to be like, hey, enough, eyes up here.
Yeah, they can just take a quick glance and be like, okay, it's seven and yesterday it was six. Yeah, exactly.
Well, but then you're relying on everybody else has to start keeping track. What, I have to have a ledger?
If they care.
Mm-hmm.
If they're going to be, like, cause very few people, besides my coworkers, see me every day.
Right.
And my girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
She knows I'm disgusting either way, right? Like, but my coworkers.
She knows I'm disgusting either
way. I mean, she knows, like.
What does that imply?
Like, she knows my level of cleanliness.
Right.
Like, if I'm going to be a gross person, she's going to know because she'll be like, this guy doesn't shower or clean his clothes ever, right? Like,
all of his underwear got skid marks.
Exactly. But, like, she knows I'm not. But my coworkers will see me every. So if they do care, they'll see the number. If they don't care, great. Go about your day.
What about this as an alternate? I'll put it out there before I start doubting myself. Yeah, same shirt, but a different color. Tom, I wish you hadn't said that.
It just seems...
Because then there's still a choice?
You know what? Like, if I'm going to go simple, I'm going to go all in.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people already think you're simple, so... You know, this will just reinforce that.
Fat fucking... Dumb, ugly idiot.
Would you call me Wiley?
Wiley? You wish you were Wiley.
Yeah, I am Wiley.
My other question, part two, would you make fun of me mercilessly if you knew that every morning, for every breakfast and every lunch, I ate the same thing?
What was that thing, though?
Breakfast would be oatmeal with fruit in it.
With fruit in it?
And lunch would be rice and beans with a side of... broccoli. And then a sensible dinner.
Such as?
I don't know.
Swordfish?
No, I don't eat swordfish. It's too dangerous. Scary,
yeah. Well, I will. No, I don't. The eating the same thing, I wish I could get into doing that. And I probably can. I think there's a bad thing in our brains that tells us, like, yeah, mix it up a little bit. And I don't think you need to mix it up. I think we should be wearing the same clothes, eating the same tasteless, colorless food, and everybody would be a lot happier.
Yeah.
All the decisions made for us.
By dear leader.
No, but I mean, I don't think, especially breakfast, a lot of people eat, you know, people don't eat different breakfasts every day. Most people don't eat breakfast.
Don't say breakfasts.
Breakfasts.
People don't break the fast in the same manner every day.
Right. That would be fine.
Okay. What about these people that eat, like, non-breakfast food for breakfast?
Like what?
Like a shrimp scampi.
That's not true. You've never heard of that. You're just making things up, Tim.
Yeah.
Fake news. Fake news, Tim. People eating shrimp scampi for breakfast. People are eating shrimp scampi for breakfast. Is this a problem?
Yeah, it is a problem.
Okay, well, it's settled. This episode of The Complete Guide to Everything is sponsored by BetterHelp. Tim, you ever have something you really need to get off your chest?
Constantly, Tom.
Constantly? You're just walking around, you want to tell people you hate them or you love them or you know where the treasure is buried.
Interesting you went negative first, but yeah, no, there's a lot of things.
Love, second. And then the treasure, that's also
the treasure is the wild card.
It could be good or it could be bad. We all carry around different stressors, big and small. And when we keep them bottled up, it can start affecting us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. As everybody knows, we're big proponents of therapy on this podcast.
Love it.
We think it's... something anyone can benefit from. It's not just people who've been through traumatic experiences or going through a rough patch. Even if you're doing good, maybe you can do better. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/completeguide today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/completeguide.
Tom.
Yes.
This week, we're celebrating America.
It's a ad. It's a car sales commercial. Ad commercial.
It's President's Day, baby.
Yeah. Which is when dealers are blowing out inventory.
Drug dealers.
No, car dealers, Tim. like your local Nissan dealer.
Do you think drug dealers around President's Day name their different strains of drug after President's
Day? You don't have any idea how drugs work, do you?
Yo, I got some of that FDR.
Yeah.
Right?
I don't think... it wouldn't be FDR. It'd be like, we got that Taft. You'll be getting stuck in the bathtub with this stuff.
That's not a selling point, getting stuck in the bathtub.
No, I
smoke
think...
smoke this and you'll get stuck in a bathtub.
If it's like, oh man, you'll be so blazed, you won't be able to get out of the bathtub.
That's true. A bathtub is a great place to
to do drugs.
No, to be stuck.
Because you're right by the toilet. You can snort cocaine off the seat.
No, you get stuck, Tom.
A great place to be stuck. A bathtub is the last place you want to be stuck.
Why?
Why? Why would you want to be stuck in the bathtub?
Because it's full of warm water.
You could
water.
Drown. It's not going to be warm
you
forever.
You could drown. What kind of idiot drowns in a bathtub?
What if you're...
I mean, not a baby. I know babies drown in the bathtub, and that's sad. An inch of water even can cause a baby to drown. Everybody, keep an eye on your kid in the
Man,
tub.
Man, I'm going to have to remember this when the midterm elections come up and I have my attack ads against you. Tim says babies are stupid.
No, I'm not saying
they were smarter, they wouldn't drown in the tub.
No, I'm just saying they're babies, Tom.
Yeah. Okay.
And they're not smart enough to not drown in the tub.
Yeah.
What are we talking
point?
About?
Yeah. Okay. President.
Oh, yeah. No, hold on.
Oh.
If you're going to get stuck somewhere, say, would you rather be stuck in a crowded subway car or in a nice warm bath?
What's the circumstance? How long am I being stuck?
An hour.
How crowded is the subway?
Very.
How nice is the bath?
Very.
Okay. Well, in that case, I'll...
The temperature of the water, Tom?
Yeah.
Perfectly warm.
You don't... Tim, are you an alien? You don't know what a warm temperature is?
What do you mean?
What do you mean? You seem to be avoiding the...
Oh, I don't know. I don't know what's a comfortable temperature versus what will burn your skin off. What? All right. What if you draw a warm bath, Tom?
Uh-huh.
How warm is that bath?
That bath's probably going to be about 85 degrees.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a warm bath. That's not a hot bath, but it's a warm bath.
What's a hot bath?
Think about your own body temperature. Tim.
I can't wrap my head around this kind of thing.
98.6. Six, seven, six. Gee. Depends on the day.
Not really.
Depends on the person.
Maybe.
Anyway, where are we talking about presidents?
President's Day.
President's Day.
Tom?
Mm-hmm.
It's a federal holiday.
Mm-hmm.
That is celebrated on George Washington, or around George Washington's birthday.
Right, because it's always a Monday?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like the third Monday.
Yeah, and his birthday wasn't always a Monday.
Not to my knowledge.
Right.
But it's so far back, historians don't exactly know the right days
right.
or
back
how
then,
they counted time.
Back then, every day might have been Monday for all we know.
Well, it sucked so much. And
yeah. We're oh, God, what is this, Monday?
Yeah, it's supposed to be Monday.
Everything
There's no
sucks.
Lasagna today.
Everything sucks.
They didn't have lasagna back then.
Nobody invented phones yet, huh? Yeah. Still? Ugh. I guess I'll read this dusty old book. Book's not even dusty yet. It's brand new. It's
brand new book.
Fresh off the printing press. Fresh off the Gutenberg. Off his brand new printing press.
Yeah, and they even have shittier Gutenbergs back then. This guy was all about books.
Yeah.
Instead of hilarious movies about police academies.
Right. That Gutenberg was all about books. This new Gutenberg's all about Law and Order.
Tom,
he's the Law and Order Gutenberg.
Let me ask you this.
Uh-huh.
Police Academy.
Yes.
They made how many movies, including Mission to Moscow?
Eight.
Eight?
Eight, I believe. Yes.
They got out of the academy...
Mm-hmm.
In the first goddamn movie.
Right. Well, but some of the...
Then seven-eighths of the freaking...
A lot of the...
franchise is about after the Police Academy? They still call it Police Academy?
Because, Tim, the recruits were the ones that cycled out. It was like the staff of the Police Academy that stayed the same.
They became police officers.
Right.
Mahoney wasn't like the teacher at the police academy. He was a police officer.
Right, but I'm saying like Mahoney's not in all the movies.
Yeah, but that's just because Steve Guttenberg got a little too big for his
britches. No, because he graduated out of it.
They weren't like, oh, please don't come back, Steve Guttenberg.
But that's...
What about Hightower? All right, take the case of Hightower.
Because I think Hightower came back and he was an instructor at some point. You know, that's how they would bring people back sometimes.
How do they do that in real police academies?
What do you mean, how do they do that in real police academies? You're a really good cop. Why don't you come teach everybody else how to be cops?
Well, then you're taking a good cop off the streets. He should be fighting bad guys.
I think it goes the other way. I think it's when somebody's like a bad cop, they take him off the streets like, ooh, you've killed a bunch of guys. We got to have you... if somebody's killed a bunch of guys as a cop...
You can't teach other guys.
Yeah, then have them be the instructor for shooting. Be like, this guy, he's too good of a shot to be a cop anymore. He's killed a lot of suspects. So now we've got him in the shooting range.
All right.
Well, it is a dangerous topic, Tim. We're talking about guns. But I believe the movies, I know for a fact, the later movies, they focus on like Lieutenant Harris.
Jesus.
Lieutenant Harris, who was...
Philistine.
He was just, he was like an instructor. Him and Proctor, they were instructors at the police academy.
They were a bunch of dopes, if you ask me.
They were a bunch of dopes.
All right.
Anyway, presidents.
Presidents. All right. Tom, what do you know about the American president? And I'm not talking about the movie. I'm not talking about Michael Douglas.
Okay, so you're talking about the movie Dave.
No, Dave...
What?
Was a different movie.
Yeah, no, he wasn't president. He
wasn't
was a fill-in.
Even the president.
He was a look-alike, and then the president had a stroke, so they had to bring Dave in.
Was the president alive during Dave?
Yes.
Did he come back at the end?
I believe so. He was like in a coma, but he had fallen into the coma while having an affair, so that's why they had to keep it a secret.
That really complicates things, huh?
Yeah, but they didn't want it to be like, oh, check out this wacky comedy about like a president who dies in office, and then we get a used car salesman to come in and fill in for him.
He was a used car salesman. I've never seen Dave.
He wasn't a used... I don't think he was a used car salesman.
Dave,
but there was...
I know, is my favorite channel in the UK.
Dave, yes.
Dave.
I don't know if he was a used car salesman. I know there's a scene in the beginning where he's making an appearance, but I think as a lookalike at the big, probably the President's Day sale, to be honest with you.
That would be a screenwriter's fantasy right there.
Right.
Yeah.
The screenwriter's fantasy. If only I could find a way to make this work.
Yeah. Too cute by half is what I say.
A screenwriter, they're the master of their universe. They can be like, you know what? The hell with it. I'm making this Dave movie start on President's Day.
Yeah.
I know it seems a little on the nose. It's a movie about a fictional president, and it's coming out on President's Day.
That's not how I'd want it to go down.
What?
If the president fell into a coma,
mm-hmm.
I'd just want the vice president to take over.
I think there was something up with the vice president. I don't think the vice president...
I'm the Speaker of the House, Tom. There's a line of succession here. Succession.
But then they would have to reveal that...
what I would want to happen. If the president fell ill, I'd want to know. I wouldn't want them to cover that up.
I think it was Frank Langella that was the vice president.
The man from Big? The biggest man from Big?
Really big man. I think he was... But
no, that was Robert Loggia.
Yeah.
My apologies to the Robert Loggia estate.
Oh, you know what it was? It was, so they didn't wait till he fell into a coma. It was, there was something the president didn't want to go to. So he was like, let's get Dave to do it.
Is Dave his brother?
No, Dave was just like a very famous president impersonator. But then
it's like when they got Rich Little to do all those Reagan appearances.
Yes, exactly. But
make
then
references I don't fully understand.
And he was having that affair while Dave was pretending to be him. So that's why he was just kind of stuck.
Okay. Anyway, there are other presidents, real presidents, And we're going to rate them all on our patented complete guide scale.
There should be, you know how like every year there's Christmas movies? There should be President's Day movies.
Like with a, all about different presidents?
Yeah, Air Force One, In the Line of Fire. Like, you know, there's a ton of...
I don't know if the president ever appeared on camera in The Line of Fire.
I think he did. Look, even if he didn't, it's fine. It's still mostly...
But both those movies are about people trying to kill the president.
Which one?
Air Force One and In the Line of Fire.
I thought you were talking about Dave again. I was like, nobody was trying to kill Dave.
I don't know. Somebody might have been.
But I'm just saying there's a lot of movies about President Lincoln. That was about a specific president. A real one.
Yeah. Okay, ready? Tom?
Yes.
Name your number one most dreamboat president.
Mm-hmm. Dreamboat president.
No. Your favorite president.
I don't know. I don't think I have like a favorite president.
Yeah.
I've only been alive for a few of them.
Yeah, that's true.
Who's your favorite president, Tim?
Number one, baby, George Washington. He could not tell a
Tim,
lie.
What? Oh.
He chopped down that cherry tree and he said, guess what? I'm not gonna bullshit a bullshitter here. I did that shit. Yeah. I did it. I chopped down that cherry tree and look, I'm sorry. Make me, and they said, "Wow, this guy's got a lot of class. Mm-hmm. We should make him the president of the United States." And they're like, "What the hell is that?" It's like, "Well, we got to invent it for him." And they went out and they fought a war,
mm-hmm.
and they were like, "We'll make this guy the general because he's got some skin in the game. When this is all over, he'll be president." And they fought the war. He won. He was the general, and they were like, "Boom!" And then he served two terms, Tom.
Yeah.
George Washington did, and then he left.
Where'd he go?
He went off, he explained to Alexander Hamilton through song why...
through song?
Yeah, why he needed to leave for the good of... to show everybody how succession is done.
Oh, okay. You know what?
It's a wonderful song, Tom.
It's amazing that that song survived throughout the years.
Yeah.
When there was no recorded music back then.
There might have been, though.
I'm looking real quick, and you know what? Maybe I like John Adams, because he was president in 1797, but the guy lived to be 90 years old.
That is my favorite thing about John Adams.
Yeah.
How did somebody in the freaking... He was born in 1735, and he lived to 90?
Yeah. Back then, people were dying of old age at 14.
Yeah, what the hell was this guy's secret?
I don't know. I'd like to find
like,
out, though.
This is when I could believe when people are like, Illuminati or like lizard people. It's like, John Adams. He was alive in 1735
mm-hmm.
and lived to 1820 freaking six.
Yeah, it's a long time. That's 90 years by my math.
90 years.
Yeah. That must have been crazy for the people at the time.
And look at him. He looks so little and shitty.
I think that just... You're probably looking at the same official portrait I am, and they just framed it weird.
Yeah, why'd they put so much space above his head?
They gave... Guys, go take a look at John Adams' portrait. They really screwed this guy.
Yeah. They made a miniseries about him.
Oh,
with Paul Giamatti?
Yeah. He was like, I'm John Adams!
Yeah, I feel like they cast Paul Giamatti based on this poorly framed portrait. Like,
you're gonna make me look like a little guy in the picture. Great. Oh, just great.
This is your Paul Giamatti?
Yeah, that's my Paul Giamatti now.
It's great. That's a great impression.
Oh,
yeah.
Thank you. Well, that's my Paul Giamatti is John Adams.
So our favorite presidents are the first two.
Yeah, after that, all downhill.
Yeah, people like this Thomas Jefferson fella.
Yeah, right.
Number three. He lived 83 years, Tom.
Yeah, what? And James Madison, 85 years.
Jesus Christ.
And his wife was making ice cream the whole time, which you know he was eating.
Like, what are you talking about
Dolly
here?
Madison. Dolly Madison, James Madison's wife.
She
the
made...
famous ice cream mogul.
Is that true?
She must have had something to do with it. How else could they name the company after her?
What is Dolly Madison?
Dolly Madison's a brand of ice cream.
Is that true?
Yeah. Oh, you, Tim.
Tom, I'm just asking you're like, questions.
You're like George H.W. Bush when he didn't understand the barcode scanner. You're out of touch, Tim. You haven't. Like, how much is a...
Because I don't know this brand of ice cream.
Yeah. A brand of ice cream named after one of our most famous first ladies.
Dolly Payne Todd. The wife of James Madison.
Yeah.
Hold on. She was an ice cream mogul?
Look, all I know is that she was an ice cream mogul. That there's ice cream named after her nowadays, and it's not a flavor. It's a type. It's a company.
It's a brand? Yeah. Where can I find Dolly
Madison? You can find it at the goddamn supermarket, Tim, in the frozen section.
That checks out. That's where I find most of my ice cream.
God, I'm running out of patience with you.
I know. Here's what I know. Uh-huh. I know Ben & Jerry's.
Yeah.
I know Breyers.
Uh-huh.
I know freaking Häagen-Dazs.
Mm-hmm.
I know that Friendly's serves ice cream in the supermarket now.
Yeah, that's not serving it, Tim. That's selling it. You're misleading people who think, well, the Friendly's near me closed down. Maybe I can go get a...
Oh, those poor people that were misled by my poor choice of words.
Maybe I can go get a happy ending sundae at the supermarket now.
All right. So you get that. You buy it. It's sold there.
And a happy ending sundae isn't a jerk off with an ice cream, you pervert.
Me?
Yeah.
I'm the pervert?
Yeah, it's just what they call it.
Kids, I know, there's candy at the bottom.
It's for kids. They're innocent. They don't know what a happy ending is. I mean, they do once they find the candy at the bottom. I always thought the candy at the bottom was a mistake. Or that they hadn't cleaned out the ice cream from before.
So there was a... Yeah. No. I always thought it was like the guy at my local Friendly's. Was just like a real
screwing
rascal
over the company.
Yeah, he's like, I fucking hate it here. I'll show them.
I know how I can really stick it to Mr. Friendly. I'll put four Reese's Pieces at the bottom of the sundae
and some chocolate sauce. And some chocolate sauce, Tom.
Yeah.
Dolly Madison, huh? Wait. I swear to you, I've never seen that ice cream.
You've seen it. It's got her. There's like a picture of her with her dress on, looking like an old-timey lady.
Well, that seems, I mean, is she old enough that like you can just take her identity and sell ice cream with it?
Well, here's something interesting. It's spelled differently.
Yeah, I don't think she had anything to do with ice cream, Tom.
Well, then that's... Yeah, it would... Oh, I see. Dolly Madison Snacks are probably best known for their long association with characters from the Peanuts comic strip. Charlie Brown and his friends appeared on Dolly Madison packages.
Man, Peanuts, they would do commercials for anything, huh?
Yeah. They were sellouts.
MetLife,
total sellouts.
Dolly Madison... Penthouse Magazine.
No, they never did a Penthouse.
Yeah, no, they did all the commercials for Penthouse Magazine.
No commercials for Penthouse. It sells itself. You don't need commercials for that.
Here, Playboy went back to new ladies.
Yeah.
What happened?
Time to resubscribe. I think they were just like, oh, nobody, even less people want to buy this. Because their whole thing was... Well, you know what? We got to get rid of the naked ladies because people can just get naked ladies online now. They can go on the internet. So we'll be like a classy thing.
Like a classy, like Maxim.
Well, I think they were trying to...
They were like, oh, no, we'll just have more interviews with Gore Vidal.
I
will reprint interviews of Gore Vidal from 1976.
I think that's what they were. I actually think that was their downfall, that they were trying to get like, all right, we'll get like the classy gentleman who wants to read this stuff, but then also like the pervert 14-year-old. And they didn't realize they already had the perfect magazine for that. And it was the old Playboy.
Yeah. Or,
like,
you know what?
14-year-old boys aren't buying Maxim because they're like, well, full nudity is a little distasteful for me.
Yeah. Or, yeah, exactly. And the thing is, if you wanted to just be a highbrow magazine, mm-hmm. just take out the ladies altogether. That's so wrong. But like, take out, like, don't have nude ladies and don't have scantily clad ladies.
And don't let women write for the magazine. Is that what you're saying?
That's not what I'm saying, Tom. I'm saying the titillating pictorials.
A magazine for men by men.
God, you're putting words in my mouth.
What about the titillating pictorials?
Yeah, just take them out. Just be somebody that does clan, like Anderson Cooper does interviews for them, right?
Does he? No, I think you're thinking of CNN.
Oh, yeah. What are we talking about?
Playboy magazine.
Oh, Playboy magazine with all those nude ladies.
Yeah, with their bits out.
What?
Their bits. Their naughty bits.
All right. Tom,
mm-hmm.
who's your least favorite president? And we're talking historically here.
I was going to say, Tim, I got an answer locked and loaded.
Who is not your president?
You know, I mean, going by just...
You're just looking at pictures on Wikipedia right now.
I'm just looking at the portraits.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Zachary Tyler, like, come on. Would it kill you to crack a smile?
Well, his name is Zachary Taylor.
Taylor, yeah.
And this guy was, he's in his military uniform, Tom. He's not going to crack a smile. He's seen,
you know,
some
what?
Shit.
It's not even that he's not cracking a smile. It's that he's not sitting up straight. He's like slouched.
Yeah, but he does kind of look like Alec Baldwin in his later years, right? Current Alec Baldwin.
Yeah, but that's like not what he was going for.
I don't know.
Nobody
don't know.
Knew what Alec Baldwin looked like yet.
He was the president. Maybe he did have access to this information.
Well, if you're going to look like any Alec Baldwin, why wouldn't you look like a young Alec Baldwin?
Maybe he didn't. He liked the older, distinguished look.
I'll tell you what. He's not a bad-looking guy. I mean,
Zachary Taylor?
Yeah.
He looks like a cross between...
You should get those jowls
Alec Baldwin and
up.
Bob Odenkirk.
Yeah, I can see that. He's got nice eyes. Like I said, just get those jowls tightened up.
Hey, Taylor, you heard the man. Tighten up those jowls. He died in office, you know, Tom.
Whose office?
Presumably his own.
Okay.
A lady.
He
a
died
lady's
in
office.
A lady's office.
Yeah.
Just like Dave. Not Dave, but, you know, the man Dave was pretending to be. And he didn't die. He slipped into a coma.
Yeah, I thought we established that he didn't slip into a coma. He was just having an affair.
No, you didn't let me finish. He was having an affair,
probably,
and that's why Dave was...
This is probably
was,
not the forum
and that's
to discuss
why,
the plot of Dave.
Well, Tim, if anything's going to be the forum, this is going
to
be it.
500,000
well,
people
either,
are listening to
it's
this.
It's either this or, like, the Dave commentary DVD, which I don't think they're even... You know, at this point, it seems like they're never going to come out with it.
Right.
But, he was impersonating the president while the president was going to get his you-know-what, you-know-where with you-know-who. And then the president fell into a coma.
Favorite ice cream spoon into some Dolly Madison ice cream.
Wow, Tim,
you know what I'm
that,
saying?
That was a, that's a former first lady. I'm not going to sit here and have you speak like that.
You know who my favorite, my least favorite is?
Who?
The scoundrel Richard Nixon. Tricky Dick.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh, I'm not a crook.
Yeah. You want to know what happened to him, Tom?
What happened to him?
He got in a lot of trouble. He had to leave. He broke into an office.
He himself did it?
Nah, he told some people.
Yeah, and then Forrest Gump saw it.
Yeah.
And that was the...
Depending on who you believe, either Forrest Gump saw it or Kirsten Dunst saw it.
Oh, the movie Dick.
Yes, the movie Dick.
Kiki.
Friend of the show, Kiki.
Yeah, friend of the show, Kiki. Kiki saw it.
Yeah.
It could have been her and... Oh, man. You think...
A mashup show? The mashup movie? Yeah.
God, when people call movies shows, it makes me want to... Unless they're in the business, and then it's okay.
Yeah, or if you're like over 80, and it was we're going to the picture show today.
No, I feel like that's... No,
well, you just
and
hate
saying
elderly people because saying, you're mean.
Saying picture show is fine, but there's nothing that makes me madder about old people than when they confuse movies and TV shows. Look, I know the production values have come a long way, but come on.
You know what my favorite thing, my least favorite thing that people say? Uh-huh. Was like, oh, Tom Hanks? Oh, he's the guy that played in Philadelphia?
Oh, come on. Yeah.
He didn't play in.
No, he, yeah.
He acted. He acted he circles acted. Around he's, everybody else. Yeah, he was not a, Denzel Washington in that movie, to be honest.
He was playing, if anything.
Yeah, no, he was,
he was working.
He embodied
yeah.
A character in Philadelphia? Yeah, yeah, he did.
Mm-hmm.
What were we talking about?
We were talking about Tricky Dick.
Tricky Dick Nixon. Yeah. He was not a crook, but nope. He was a crook.
Turned out he was lying about that too.
Yeah, and then
was he a crook? Did he steal like money?
No,
he stole an election.
He conspired to do illegal things.
Yeah, but that's not a crook.
Yeah, it is.
What is a crook?
A person who. It does illegal things.
So how come I've never seen a commercial for Cookie Crisp where a cookie crook is committing white collar crime?
You know what? That's the problem with America today.
Yeah. He was a crook because he was stealing.
Yeah. Well, maybe they'll rebrand it now. Maybe they'll say.
I don't think so. I think they're moving away from serving chocolate chip cookies as breakfast.
Well, not anymore. You know what? They're really turning that stuff around. They're like, because Michelle Obama's gone.
Yeah.
Now they're like, yeah, guess what? We're going to give kids shit now. They'll eat shit and they'll like it because screw Obama. Lady Obama, as they call her.
Lady Obama. Not
you know what else they call her? What? Bummer. I've seen it on message boards, Tom.
Not to get into current politics too much, but I did see like they were like, Melania Trump is deciding to keep the vegetable garden that Michelle Obama built in the White House or outside the White House.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking she decided to keep the thing at the place she's never been to. Yeah, of course. It's more work to get rid of it.
Yeah.
She's like, yeah, actually, you know what? You can keep all the stuff there. Yeah, it's all great. It's all perfect for me already. Thank you.
Tom, all right. So we've covered Tricky Dick.
Mm-hmm.
He was a common crook.
He was anything but common. He was the president.
That's true.
Yeah, he was President Crook.
How do you feel about... Tom,
mm-hmm.
I have a serious question for you.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't want you to interrupt. JFK, blown away. What else do I have to say?
Yeah, it's a good question. It's a question all of us have been asking
for
ever since that day.
That Billy Joel skyrocketed up the charts.
Yeah.
With his number one hit, didn't start the fire. Let's hear it.
I was thinking November 22nd, 1963.
11-22-63. Since the day that Stephen King published his seminal work, 11-22-63, in 2011.
So wait, your question was just what?
Yeah, what else do I have to say about it?
About John F. Kennedy?
Yeah.
John F. Fitzgerald Kennedy. It's almost like he's right here. Maybe if we're lucky enough, we might be graced by the president's.
Can we talk about We Didn't Start the Fire just for 1 second?
I mean, we've talked about it for more than 1 second.
Yeah, yeah. I just want to, like, he was ripping off It's the End of the World as we know it, right?
Yeah, I mean, it would certainly seem that way. How long before did that come out?
Like 6 months.
Yeah, but I feel like...
No, like, it was, like, a hit, like, yeah, clearly.
Billy Joel was aware of R.E.M.
That song? Yeah. What do you think, Billy Joel lives in a cave? Yeah, he might not, like, know, like, Imagine Dragons songs.
He doesn't live in a cave, but he lives out in Oyster Bay, and he's hammered all the time. So, yeah, I do think that maybe he...
Yeah, but I feel like he's got, like, WBAB on in the background.
Yeah. You think WBAB was playing...
That was a hit, Tom. That was a stone-cold certified hit.
What do you think about...
Certified gold by the RIAA.
What do you think about the band R.E.M.?
I think they're good. What
don't
you
like? But how come you've never, like, gotten into them?
I've gotten into them.
Yeah, right.
What do you mean?
That's like R.E.M.
I never went like super deep on R.E.M., but like I think I've heard every R.E.M.
They're
album.
A really good band.
Yeah, I've listened to every R.E.M.
And
album.
Whenever I hear an R.E.M. song or album, I'm like, I should be one of those guys that gets really into it. I should go back to the late 80s and be one of those guys.
Yeah, you don't want to be that guy that like, you know.
It's a little before our time, I feel like, right?
Yeah, guitar, the early stuff, the guitars are a little too jangly and mm-hmm. you're just like, come on.
Well, I'll tell you what. The what lead, am I supposed the to wear? Little glasses. Jangly.
Jangly.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
He's like a gangly guy. He's very.
Yeah, that's not jangly. That's gangly.
It's close enough. Hey, look at that jangly, gangly guy. You wouldn't say that if you saw Michael Stipe walking down the street.
No.
Yeah, you would.
Probably
I know
not.
You
I'd
would.
Be like, oh my god, that's
no.
Michael
but
Stipe.
At first, like before you recognize him, you'd be like, why is that? Look at that jangly, gangly guy.
So
he always wears bells. You didn't know that? That's why he's so jangly. Anyway, JFK.
It's the ghost of Christmas past.
Who is?
No, that's Chains.
Yeah. That's old man Marley.
Yeah. Bob Marley.
Yeah.
It's a little rock history yeah. for you. JFK, he was a guy. He got a, like people love JFK, right?
Yeah.
Like across the board, they love this guy, right? Like, is this just a baby boomer thing where it's just like, no, he was president when I was kids, when I was a kid.
When
so
I
like,
was kids.
When I was kids.
Mm-hmm.
So like, no, he was great, right? Because like everything that like people fault presidents in the modern age for being,
mm-hmm.
he was. Like he was just like a rich person who got to be president.
Yeah, he was he part was a, of a rich family.
Yeah, like he was a womanizer.
Mm-hmm.
Like he did things like appoint his brother as attorney general.
Yeah.
And like just like, you know, like bungled like foreign policy stuff on a large scale, right? Like mm-hmm. Bay of Pigs was like insane, right?
Yeah.
But like everybody's like, yeah, but he's so great. Hey, he was shot, all right? The man died.
Yeah.
Well, hey, JFK, blown away. What else do I have to say?
That's where the saying comes
inevitably
from.
Inevitably comes the response from a baby boomer.
What? Well, here's a few things about JFK. First off, he was young.
Right.
He was very young for a president. Was he one of the youngest presidents, youngest ever
yeah,
elected?
Yeah, he died when he was 46.
Yeah. So he was elected when he was like 44 then.
Yeah, probably.
So that's one. The biggest thing, I think, just he wasn't in office long enough to get like a bad reputation, you know?
Well, what do you mean?
Because if you're only in office for like 2 years and then you're assassinated in front of everyone.
Yeah, that's true.
It's like, well, yeah, I think people are like, yeah, you know, maybe he didn't really do that much, but he wasn't that bad.
Right.
I like him. Oh,
look, and I'm not anti-JFK. He's my favorite president. I've gone on record saying that.
Three. He was a very good speech giver.
Yeah.
Orator. Yeah. No, I was saying it like he would. Orator.
Yeah, it's orator, right?
Orator. When did we get these orators? Off of my roof.
He says roof, huh?
Yeah.
You're pro JFK? Stud or dud, Tom?
JFK stud.
What about Dwight D. Eisenhower? Stud or dud?
I'll tell you what, I like Ike. Stud.
Yeah, what the hell? Why was his name Ike, though?
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. Ike isn't short for Dwight. Ike is short for Mike.
Is that true? Wait, no, that's not true. So Mike and Ike's Candy is short for Mike and Mike?
Michael and Michaels.
Hmm. Interesting.
Well, what the hell else would it be short for?
I don't know. I thought it was just like one of those names, like Alan.
Ike is short for Eichel.
I don't know. No, like...
What do you mean one of those names like Alan?
Alan isn't short for anything.
Then it's just a name.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I thought Ike was.
But Ike is not his name. It's obviously short for something.
Yeah, no, I thought it was weird that they called him Ike. But I also thought that Ike was just a standalone name. Like, I can name my son Ike.
I mean, you could.
Yeah.
You can name your son anything you want.
Nope.
But, you know, at this point, you really should give him a name, Tim. He's getting pretty old.
I'm going to let him decide his name.
Okay.
People do that. I'm just gonna call him like a junior until he's four. Then he can name himself like Esmeralda or whatever.
Yeah, that's, you know, when this is, you're gonna think that this is not true. But when I was maybe like 5 years old, I talked to my parents. I wanted to change my name to Voltron.
Voltron?
Yeah.
Like, how did you talk to your parents?
I was just like, look, as you both know, I really like the show Voltron. I really like Voltron in particular, the show Voltron. I don't like having the same name as my dad. It's very confusing. You know, it would clear everything up as if my dad was still Tom, but then I was Voltron.
How awesome would it have been if your dad was like, this is a great idea.
I'm gonna be Voltron.
You be Tom.
Yeah. Like parent teacher nights, it was like, oh, you must be Miss Reynolds. Please call me Voltron.
I mean, you can just do that. Like, you can just tell people whatever your name is. Like, kids don't realize that, right? Like, it's like,
yeah,
if you go into school the first day,
mm-hmm.
and like they're like, Tommy Reynolds, like they're calling out the attendance, and you can be like, hi, I go by Voltron.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the teacher's just gonna call you Voltron.
I don't think the teacher,
if you say it with confidence.
I don't know, Tim.
I don't know. Would you question a kid? You're afraid his parents are gonna yell at you.
I question a kid. If I was like
a confident kid,
a kindergarten teacher, and some kid told me his name was Voltron, yeah, I'd give it a second.
If he calmly and rationally told you, hi, Tom is my given name. Mm-hmm. However, my family and I have agreed that my name, like, there was a kid, no, Tom, like, you know him. His first name was George, and his middle name was Ryan, and he told everybody, hey, you better call me Ryan. And everybody always knew him as Ryan.
Who?
Your cousin.
No, it's not my, oh, is that true? Huh.
Yeah.
Oh, that makes sense. I think I did know that.
Yeah, and one time I was in a class with him.
Second cousin.
I was in a class with him, uh-huh. and the teacher was like, George, and like he was like, ah, it's Ryan. He's very embarrassed about it.
Well, I mean, Ryan's not a better name than George.
And guess what?
They're both very basic names.
And guess what?
Uh-huh.
The teacher did not question it. She's like, oh, I'm very sorry.
Yeah, because Ryan. He said his name was Ryan, which was his middle name, not Voltron, which was a
first
robot.
Of all, middle names are not on that sheet.
Middle names are on. You think middle names are not on attendance sheets for school?
Yeah, why would they be?
Why wouldn't they be? Oh, we got a safe paper. Don't put the kids' middle names on here.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe if they have a bunch of checkboxes next to them, save space.
They are definitely, because in my grade, we had two John Smiths.
What?
Yeah.
Well, maybe in that case, you put the middle thing, the middle name. Or why are you naming your kid John Smith? It's the 80s, everybody. Really? John Smith?
Yeah, two John Smiths.
That's weird.
And both of them were in love with Pocahontas.
That's what do you make of Harry S. Truman?
Elizabeth Warren, she was in my class. That's who I'm talking
about.
What do I make of Harry S. Truman?
Yeah. He dropped the bomb, Tom.
Yeah, literally. I like Truman. Seemed like a good guy. I feel like all these guys,
they got a free pass, all these guys. Like FDR, like Hoover got thrown under the bus, right? Because it's like, I'm kind of a doofus. I'm kind of a portly dullard.
Portly dullard.
And then the stock market crashed, and I'm like shitty or whatever. But like he was probably a fine guy or whatever. And then FDR threw JFK. Like FDR, Harry S. Truman, Dwight D. Eisenhower, John F. Kennedy. They were golden boys. They could do
whatever
they
want. Well, because the country was doing great.
What? Under FDR?
Well, I mean, like,
FDR got three freaking terms.
But, like, that's, you know, he, like, started that off, and then it was like, hey, it's all working.
Yeah, well, like, Truman had to drop a bomb.
Let's keep it going, everybody.
Yeah.
Let's keep it going for the president. And everybody just kept clapping.
And I feel like LBJ ruined it.
Mm-hmm.
Because LBJ like got a lot of shit done, right? Like he carried on JFK's legacy,
mm-hmm.
but also like everybody knew he was just a really big Texas scumbag who, like, always just talked about how big his dick was.
Yeah, and showed a bunch of people how big his dick was.
Yeah, and, like, was, like, openly kind of corrupt and, like, just, like, you know, just a dirty player all around. And hey, everybody's
he
like...
He didn't ask to be president, Tim. He was thrust into it.
He... My God, listen, if you read Roger Stone's book, he not only asked to be president, he engineered becoming president.
Oh, I see. Even the second time? Even for his second term?
No, he didn't have a second term, Tom. Oh, yeah, he did.
Yeah.
But, yeah, not a full term.
Well, yeah.
And then I think everybody was like, eh, well, this guy
could
kinda,
he have
this
run again? No.
Yeah.
He could have?
Mm-hmm.
So he could have been president for like 10 years?
Yeah, because you don't, as long as you don't...
They don't prorate your term?
I mean, he wasn't president.
They're not like, you can run again, but only for, you can only be president for 2 years. We don't care how much you win by.
I mean, he was only really president before reelected for a year. Like, he took office in November.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess that's true. I think there is actually,
Tom,
like
do you have
a,
Tom, take out your pocket constitution.
Oh, I don't have either of them with me here.
What?
Yeah, usually I do, just in case.
Then Tricky Dick.
Mm-hmm.
And Gerald Ford, who is just kind of a guy.
Yeah, falling all the time.
You have any other impressions you want to break out before we...
Jimmy Carter.
That is the worst Jimmy Carter impression ever. Say something as Jimmy Carter. Talk about how you had to give up your peanut farm.
I had to give up my peanut farm when I became the president.
Was Forrest Gump based on Jimmy Carter?
A lot of people are saying that. A lot of people are asking. And then we all know Ronald. Well, we all know Ronald Reagan.
Keep going.
Well, I'm the president now. And listen,
that's kind of George W. Bush-ish.
Listen, Mr. Gorbachev.
This is George W. Bush? No. No, Tim, that's Ronald Reagan.
What about George H.W. Bush?
George H. 1,000 points a light.
Okay, all right. This is.
What was the other impression I did? Oh, that was Paul Giamatti.
I don't believe he's been president yet.
Not yet. Still time.
I'm scouring this list.
Mm-hmm.
Man, you know how people are like, well, now it's just going to be the biggest celebrity ever is going to be like whoever's the biggest celebrity is going to get. What if like
Donald Trump is not the biggest? I mean, he is now.
Well,
but
he
like,
was the biggest one running.
Yeah. But he was the biggest celebrity.
No, but the way they're saying like, okay, now we have to groom Tom Hanks to be president or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Like people are like, yeah, it's just a popularity contest. Like it's just it's just going to be like, who's the more beloved famous person? It's not going to be about who would be a good president.
But you got, if Tom Hanks wants to run for president, you got to groom him. You don't want him showing up like he looked in...
The Angels and Demons movie, right?
No, not even, Tim. That would be fine. You could
work
with that.
No, that weird mullet?
No.
No, he got weird.
I'm talking
everybody's
about
like,
Castaway, Tim, when he had the big beard and the long hair.
Yeah, but he was so thin.
Yeah, that's true. People do love a thin president.
Yeah.
Apparently not.
He won't ever get stuck in a bathtub.
No.
But like, what if Paul Giamatti slipped through the cracks and became the president?
What do you mean, slip through the cracks?
Like, they were like, we need a celebrity. And, like, he like, surprised
he
everybody.
Like, all right, I'll do it.
Yeah.
Fine, I'll be president. Come on, if he'll shut all of you up.
I don't know if that's an accurate Paul Giamatti.
Yeah, no,
I can't really
got,
think,
got
though.
Less
I can't think
accurate.
Of Paul. All right, I think we're done here.
What a thrilling conclusion. I think we're done here.
What a thorough examination of
of our nation's presidents.
Yes. Happy President's Day, everybody. See you next week.
I can barely believe we got through all 45 of them in time. If you like the show, you can go to tcgt.com to find out more. You can email us at completeguideeverything@gmail.com. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/completeguide. Follow us on Twitter @completeguide. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram @TomReynolds.
Follow me on listings @yourpaltim.
You can check out our Reddit, reddit.com/r/TCGT. Fun combos going on every day in there about things related to the show. If you want to support the show, you can support our sponsors. You can also do it the easy way, tcgt.com/Amazon, where you do your normal Amazon shopping, but then we get a little taste, just a taste, not a lot, just a taste, and it doesn't cost you an extra dime. That's a bad way to sell it. and tcgt.com/pledge, where you can check out our Patreon, where you can get fun bonus things like weekly episodes of Fast Food Friday.
The only podcast about fast food.
That comes out on Thursdays. If you're in the Austin, Texas area, March 11th, go buy those tickets. tcgt.com/live.
Check out the Reddit, too, people talk about.
I said the Reddit.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, you somebody were checked
just,
out.
Yeah, somebody just tweeted at us that he's going through our back catalog.
Yeah.
Which I don't recommend doing.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, I feel like I don't even know who these guys are. Back then, Tim didn't mind the B word so much, which is probably...
Butts.
Yeah, butts.
Mm-hmm.
But then he said that he heard a bong rip in one of the shows, and then he put the time code. No.
No, there's
that
no...
That absolutely never happened.
And the idea that there was just like a nonchalant, it was not referenced, but you heard it.
Yeah.
Boy said that could have been me. I do apologize. It could have been me, the former president, John Fitzgerald Kennedy, now a ghost, who occasionally rips hits from the bong.
He rips hits from the bong.
Yes, as it were.
President Kennedy.
Wow. That's really?
That's surprising that he just kind of popped in and...
Is it so surprising that a ghost could just appear anywhere that they would like?
No, it's surprising that you could take a rip, as it were, from a bong without the smoke going right through you, because you appear to be made of smoke.
It went right through me. Mm. It went right through the ectoplasm.
Cool.
Well, thanks so much for stopping by,
was,
Mr.
That
President.
Great. That was some useful information.
All right. Goodbye now.
Wow. He really
All right.
doesn't sound like a man.
You know, he's a very important person. He's got places to be. All right. We'll see you next week.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.